Ready to amp up your happiness? Welcome to Joy Break, your source for joyful content and practical life strategies. And now, here's your host, Catherine Walker.
My granddaughter Evelyn learned to high five this week, and it is so fun to match palms with her tiny little hands. Five is a power number. It is significant in literature, sports, the spiritual realm, and your own body. Five fingers on each hand, five toes on each foot. We have five major food groups, five love languages, five stages of human development. Abraham Maslow created his hierarchy based on five basic human needs. Thought leader John Maxwell promotes five levels of leadership. You may have also heard you are an average of the five people you hang out with. And the Marvel character Thanos needed five stones to control the world. Hashtag high five. I could do a podcast on any of those thought compilations about the number five. But today we're going to concentrate on world-renowned author and speaker Jack Canfield's Rule of Five. He composed it as a success principle. It goes like this. With any goal or aspiration you have, if you do five things every day toward that goal, you will eventually reach it and even surpass it. The possibilities are endless. The idea behind the rule of five is this: consistency over time reaps great rewards. If you commit to doing five random acts of kindness each week, that's 260 lives you've touched for good in a year. If you write, or heck, even read, 5 pages of text a day, you will compose or glean 1,825 pages in a year, which is 6 300-page books. You can do this. If you set out to do 5 things every day toward any goal you have, you will see great things happen in your life. Small steps lead to big accomplishments, and it's daily diligence that brings that nice finish about. Okay, time for a joy break. This one is titled B9. My friend Vicky's grandmother died, and at her funeral, all the women in the family were planning to wear a stretchy bracelet from her $5 hospital bracelet collection. Vicky's sister Susan got to the funeral late, and the only bracelet left was the one with the letters B-I-N-G-O spelled out. Susan was game for it anyway. Hashtag high five. Okay, break's over. So how can you apply the rule of five to your life? What areas of your life need five tweaks? Your health? Your finances? Your relationships? Your career aspirations? How about your level of joy? 5 daily tweaks in health might look like: 1, to drink 64 ounces of water. 2, to reduce sodium and sugar. 3, to go for a daily walk. 4, to get 8 hours of sleep. And 5, to plank for a minute. 5 tweaks in your relationships might look like: 1, hug or kiss family members hello or goodbye. 2, text to stay in touch during the day. 3, give a compliment to your loved one each day. 4, put down your phone when they are speaking. 5, use kind tones around them. 5 tweaks in finances might look like: 1, ask yourself if the item you are buying is truly necessary. 2, limit eating out at restaurants. 3, come up with the amount you would pay before looking at the price tag. 4, look at your bank account daily. 5, sign up with the app Griffin to promote savings Every time you use your credit card at a publicly traded store, it will invest $1 from your bank account into that company's stock. Little by little, you are adding to your investments. My daughter Kennedy does this quite successfully. How about if you gave 5 tweaks to your level of joy with 5 joy breaks that you will take each day? Number 1, roll your shoulders around 5 times to release tension. Number 2, send a loved one a sweet message. Number 3, listen to a favorite song or comedy bit. Number 4, put lotion on your hands and give yourself a hand massage. Number 5, go for a belly laugh. Really laugh at something. Let go. We can boost our joy when we use the rule of 5 to move towards our end goals of life with intentionality and daily persistence. My challenge for you is come up with 5 daily actions that you will incorporate to progress toward a brighter, better future. Hashtag high five. The day's end is coming. Would you high five yourself?
Like what you heard today? Grab a copy of Catherine's book or ebook, Boosting Your Joy, on Amazon. If you'd like for Catherine to come speak at your next group or company event, contact her directly at boostingyourjoy.com. That's boostingyourjoy.com.